Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John the 17th chapter. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right. He who speaks truth in his heart, not simply echoing others. He who does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, as Judas did when he betrayed with a kiss. He who honors those who fear the Lord, as our Lord Jesus Christ does here when he intercedes for his disciples in John 17. Father, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. If Psalm 15 is any guide, the work that the Father gave Christ to do is evident in his disposition of faith and in his actions of love toward others. He is, in his entire ministry, his entire life, blameless. He speaks the truth. No one is able to bring any charge against him, not at least without violating this psalm, swearing and then changing, taking bribes against the innocent, and with much slander of the tongue. Now, he who does those things will be removed. For such things, the things of this world, our Lord Jesus does not pray. And therefore, let us not be moved either. Let us not take up the things that are wicked. Let us be eager to remain one with this man, the one who ascended the holy hill, the one who enters into the tabernacle of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he says that all has been accomplished. In one sense, Christ is the truthful, faithful, loyal, blemish-free man. But he is going to utter that word accomplished again at his death in another prayer. So here then we have the two righteousnesses of Jesus Christ displayed for us. He is righteous in his actions. He is sinless. He is unmoved in the truth, as no other son of Adam is. We have our pattern then, after whose love we follow. This man is worthy of authority over all flesh. This man is worthy of eternal life. This man is worthy of the glory in the presence of the Father. This man is worthy, in other words, of all the things that the Son of God already possessed from before the foundation of the world. He has no need to earn or to prove these things for himself. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does it to please his Father. He does it now as a man, as this psalm says, that he might go on as a man and as true God to ascend the holy hill. Because there he displayed and accomplished that second righteousness for us. Not a righteousness of his action so much as a righteousness of his passion. He is the very Paschal Lamb who suffered for us and bore the sins of the world, who bore the weight and the punishment and the wrath of God against such lying, moved sinners, appeasing that wrath by his death and his blood, making peace by his cross, and again, pleasing his Father in doing so. His life was not taken from him. His death did not befall him. It was an accomplishment, not only because it required his constant willingness, his incarnation, because he is the one with authority over all flesh. That means that he has to lay down and relinquish his breath in a way that you and I can only struggle to hold on to our breath. But he also accomplished the task of bearing the judgment against sins that were not his own. Jesus satisfied a debt and a requirement which was not his, except that the Father's will and work was to lay it upon him. And so we call Jesus' propitiation a vicarious atonement. It's something that's accomplished in our place. It's something that he suffered for the benefit of others. For this reason, our own David Caetreus dubbed this the high priestly prayer of Jesus. The prayer of a man who is about to ascend the hill and enter into the tent. The prayer of him who, unlike every other priest before him, was himself without spot and blemish. The prayer of him who truly offered incense and blood before the Father for others entirely, not in any small way for himself. That makes this man the true Zadok, the just priest, the righteous one in his actions first, and then in his suffering last, who by means of his own flesh and blood, with full authority, is pleased to sanctify many to be accounted righteous, as Isaiah says. The hour did indeed come for the Son of Man to be glorified, for the clouds to gather once again, and the mercy seat with its atoning blood to be acknowledged. And here he is, the man Jesus Christ. And our man Jesus not only offers his blood once for all, but he brings on his ephod the names of his own. And this we acknowledge not only once, but always, continually, for all time, that he is, even now, interceding for us in the heavenly tent, at the right hand of the Father, as he dwells now in that eternal presence with the glory that he had with the Father before this world existed. With one small change, that now, as a man, he does all this. That's what we'll celebrate tomorrow. Let us walk then now as he did, one with him, keeping his name and his word and his truth. But let us also treasure the simple and the beautiful delight that this true man, the one on the Lord's hill, prays for you and for me, since he also suffered and offered his atoning sacrifice for us. Nothing will strengthen our following of Jesus Christ more than if we can see again how he uniquely has accomplished it all for us. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.